The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, the Seven Seals of World History. On Earth, we get sidetracked with the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. These are running frantically side by side throughout world history to conquer the hearts and souls of men. These are the first four of the Seven Seals of World History. It says in Revelations 5 verses 2 and 9, "Who is worthy to open the book and to open the seals thereof? You, Jesus, are worthy, for you have redeemed us to God by your blood." So only Jesus was worthy to open the seals, as only he could break the power that these four horsemen have over us. The first seal, "And I saw a white horse," Revelation 6:2, the white horse of political divides and religious bigotry. "And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." This horseman has the crown of leadership, riding high on his white horse of nationalism, ethnicity, and religion, dividing mankind with so-called noble ambitions and political promises. History repeating itself, and with his lust for power, his bow is ready to shoot anybody who gets in his way and opposes him. Then we have the second seal, "And there went out another horse that was red, the rider of the red horse of war." It says, "And power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword," in Revelation 6 verse 4. This horse is red with blood, and it denotes the glorified military war machine, running right alongside with the white horse, and is thriving on these divisions created by the first horseman. He will take peace from the earth and kill by war for our national and religious interests. All those beautiful young men, glorified, yet they are no more. Now only names carved on the stone walls of more memorials. The third seal. "I saw a black horse," Revelation 6 verse 5. "The black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that you do not hurt the oil and the wine.'" This horse represents the black suits of business and taxes. These thrive with wars, especially through the weapon industry, legal or unlegal armed dealings. "A measure of wheat for a penny." Here we see how big business keeps a stranglehold on daily food, represented by the wheat and the barley costing a penny, which was a full day's wages. The salary of a laboring man is barely enough for daily food and survival. Nevertheless, big business keeps itself well supplied with the good things of life, symbolized by the oil and the wine. The laboring man is not allowed to touch or hurt the oil and the wine, because that is supposedly not for him. And for this reason, big business, it says in Isaiah 32:7, devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words. And they have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and the needy, it says in Ezekiel 22:29. "You have not given water," the privatizing of water, "and you withheld bread from the hungry, and they cause him to go naked without clothing," it says in Job 22:7 and 24:10. Then we see the fourth seal. "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse," Revelation 6:8. "The pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. The pale horse has the color of death, and is eagerly chomping at the bit to reap the results of our sins of selfishness. This pale horse of death is the final horse, reaping what the other horsemen have sown. Death and hell, all for those killed in the horrors of war, ethnic cleansing, xenophobia, and religious intolerance. In the not-too-distant future, this rider cuts loose with persecution and the nuclear war." These first four seals show us what has happened and is happening on the stage of world history. The fifth seal, I'm including the fifth seal and the sixth seal to give you the overall picture of how world history as we know it will end. The fifth seal follows the pale horse and shows us his viciousness of what is to happen. It says in Revelation 6 verses 9 through 11, it says, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. And they cried out with a loud voice, How long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. That little season is the second half of the 7-year tenure of the Antichrist, 3.5 years, which Jesus referred to as the Great Tribulation in Matthew 24:15 and 21. This is when their fellow servants that should be killed as they were will join them. This will be the test of our heart and to see what kind of backbone we have. And if we are willing to stand for Jesus and are willing to give our life for what and who we know is the truth. Jesus said, But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Luke 9:24. Then we have the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake and the sun became black as the sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth. This points to the very last days, the nuclear war, the earthquake, and the return of Jesus. The King of Kings returns when the nuclear bombs are exploding. In the world's darkest hour, the light of the world breaks forth. It says in Matthew 24:29 and 30, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. That is nuclear war after effects. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Those are the first six seals. The seventh seal goes back to the beginning of the tribulation and announces the seven trumpets of the tribulation, as it says in Revelation 8 verse 1. Now the violent take it by force. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. Grab a hold of the kingdom in your heart by faith and fight for it against fear by studying God's word. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which you have. No man take your crown. Revelation 3:11. If we can stand back and see from this insane horse race that is playing out on the world stage, then can we see the futility of it? And why history repeats itself? No matter what we believe, do, say, or who we vote for, God's overall will is done and his screenplay will be played out. The drama has to be played out in full to see what decisions we each individually will make and to see what kind of persons we are and what we are each made of. Because it says in Matthew 6:10, your will is done in earth as it is in heaven. Will I love or hate, share or shoot, give or grab, help or hinder, stand for the truth or fall for the lies? Will I stand by Jesus and his words, or decide to drown in the flood of lies coming from Satan's mouth? It says in Revelation 12:15. We give our lives in demonstrations and prisons for the first horseman of political and religious causes. Then we die as collateral damage in the hell of war for the second horseman of the military machine. Now, or we sell our souls to the third horseman, with crooked business deals, withholding payments and exploiting the poor. Or we surrender to the fourth horseman by ending our lives with suicides, shootouts, religious killings, euthanasia, massacres, ethnic cleansing, etc. And so we are trampled under the hooves of these four horsemen. Only Jesus could break the power of the horsemen. Why not give our life back to God who gave it to us in the first place and live forever? And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus. It says in Philippians 4:7. All it takes is a decision and say, Dear Jesus, I give my life back to you. Do with it what you think is best. Learn who Jesus is from the Gospels. It will determine our future when we cross over into forever land. This is adapted from A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 2. So at my site, johanpeters.in, you find leaflets like these on Noah's Ark, the matrix of all matter, giants, Jesus and other religions. Download a Bible or Gospel for free. Choose from 9 books. All is free with no strings attached. No cookies, no info requests. And if you contact me and take the time to write info@johanpeters.in, I will take the time to answer you.